Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I think it's still an escapism.
Yeah.
Whatever's allowing us to escape away, and sin is an escape, and addiction is an escape. It's all an escape mechanism that once we escape through something once, we need even more of it next time to be able to make the shift of escapism.
Well, it's basically the way your brain is wired, too. If you get a little dopamine release, the same stimulus doesn't produce the same results, so you have to change the stimulus to try to get a new amount of dopamine to at least meet or exceed where you were before. So there starts the cycle, and it never goes well.
Well, as a recovering addict, anything that changes how I feel, changes how I think, changes my mood, I got to watch it, because as soon as I got done doing it, I want to do it again, but I want to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this moderation thing, not really interested. I'm an all-in guy. But the one thing I can be all-in on is my walk with God. And that really is the only thing that gives me the dividends back to reinforce to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ken, I've often seen people like yourself, and you have the ability to thrive. You've obviously excelled in sports, and then you excelled in bodybuilding. You know how to thrive, and that's achieved through self-discipline, denial, all the stuff that a lot of people, they don't want to pay that price. So you obviously had a tremendous respect for what you were doing and how hard you were working, and yet drugs can still come in with an empty soul and ravage a person down to nothing.
Yeah, it's not biased for anyone, and that's why it must know it's not just for the hobos and the homeless. I mean, this gets the top CEOs. It gets. I've had people on my show that was making $800,000 a week. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the discipline and the drive and who and what you've accomplished in the world. We're all subject to have this addiction. We have an empty spot in our soul, and I love that. You know, we all are born with a God-shaped hole in us.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to choose to put into that hole? A hole that only God can fill the shape of it.
Mm-hmm.
That does not matter who or what you are on this planet. And only God and every single person from country to country in our entire planet, this only can be filled with God. So it doesn't really matter the character of the person, the discipline of the person, the success of the person. We're all the same in that way.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.